This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, I'm Sharad. With me, Brian and Tan Chung Han, who's going to be speaking to Julia Goh. She's an economist with UOB Malaysia.
Good morning, Julia. So again, that 25 basis point hike in the OPR yesterday, that was widely expected. I know, how do you think this will play out in the Malaysian economy? Do we have enough growth momentum to withstand this rate hike?
Good morning. So this is the first hike since 2014, and since yesterday, I've heard people talking about adjustments to their loan repayments and so forth. So I do agree, it affects many of us, and the statistics actually show that 60 to 70% of household debt is actually on floating rate. So they will have to pay more in interest payments. But there are other balancing factors. I think if you recall personal tax cuts for the year, the stock market has gone up, the ringgit has strengthened. And so I think all this has helped to improve the sentiment. And if you take a bigger picture view, global growth has improved, investments are coming in, the unemployment rate is at a two-year low. So in short, I think the economy is able to absorb the hike. And also to remember is that it's not meant to be a tightening move, but perhaps an unwinding of the rate cut that was done back in 2016.
Or as Bank Negara Governor Tan Sri Muhammad Ibrahim calls it, a normalization, right? Julia, given the points that you mentioned there, you know, unemployment has been at a two-year low, investor sentiment has been resilient. You know, how will that all feed into this year's GDP projections for Malaysia?
So we think it will still be a fairly robust growth of 5% this year. It would be slightly slower compared to our projection of 5.8% for last year, but that's mainly due to base effects, high base effects. And I think the global growth conditions are supportive, as we have seen with Malaysia's double-digit export growth. The domestic drivers are also resilient, with private consumption and investment growing at about 7% in the third quarter of last year. And as we have seen higher oil prices, that should lead to more energy investments. And then last but not least, of course, are the ongoing infrastructure projects and the new economy drivers in the technology space.
All right, Julia, this next question, Sharad really wants to know the answer to this. Okay, so is this a one and done thing, or can we expect another rate hike for this year?
I think he's calculating his loan repayments already. That's why. Another rate hike is not on our radar at this juncture. We think it's just one hike this year. Bank Negara didn't send a strong signal that they are looking to raise rates further. They sounded fairly neutral, and we think that it's going to be data dependent from here, and also dependent on trends and also events.
So earlier you mentioned the ringgit as well. You know, we note that the ringgit has been Asia's best performer so far this year. What will be the primary driver for the ringgit moving forward? Is this oil prices, or is it a dollar story, or are there domestic fundamentals to support the rise in the ringgit in the near term?
So the ringgit, I think leading up to yesterday's MPC meeting, the ringgit had actually strengthened over 8%. Since last November, and this is against the US dollar. I think it's also partly in anticipation of the rate hike. And given that Bank Negara has delivered the rate hike and there's no clear signal that there will be another, hence I think the primary drivers for ringgit in the near term are more likely to be the dollar and oil prices. The country's robust fundamentals will remain an underlying support for the ringgit.
Now, also, in yesterday's MPC statement, Bank Negara said that they'll be watching the risks to inflation. You know, again, is this primarily an oil story, or are there other global and domestic factors at play here?
Well, the risk to inflation can be due to higher costs or demand. So the higher oil prices or commodity prices will tilt costs higher. But if the ringgit stays strong, then it helps to mitigate some of that cost. Robust growth and demand means that businesses are able to pass on the higher costs to consumers. And, you know, it's common that we complain why our favorite, like, local stall is charging us more, but at the end of the day, we still buy, right? So we complain, but we still pay more. So there are other factors beyond oil and ringgit. I think it's also input raw material costs, labor costs and rentals. And I think online competition and any competition actually helps to defray some of that.
Thank you so much, as always, for your time and your insights. That was Julia Goh, economist with UOB Malaysia.
We're coming up to the next bulletin, and after that, we'll have The Property Show. Stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.